Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's change tracks a little bit and let's talk about something that isn't. And in fact, it's quite the opposite. They are there for us in the worst of times. They step in to assist us when life has stopped. They are the cemetery workers, the men and women of the Chevra Kedisha, the Jewish Helping Hand and Burial Society. Over the last year, their service was more essential than ever. They are the unsung heroes, and we want to change that. Zayin Adar is the day in which the community traditionally acknowledges and appreciates the service of our cemetery workers. This year, you can help honor these heroes by sending them a happiness in a box. Shabbat meals and gifts for Shabbat, the 19th of February, the Shabbat of Zayin Adar. Honor our heroes by sponsoring a box or part of a box. For details, go to our website, www.chaifm.com. Honor Our Heroes is a Chai FM community initiative. Joining us on the line right now is Philip Kelmanovitz. He is the funeral director at the Chevra Kedisha and the Jewish Helping Hand. Philip, a very, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Thank you for having me. And I want to just say that it's like the most incredible initiative. It's caught us completely by surprise. And we really appreciate the kindness shown by whoever's doing it. Thank you.
Well, it is a Chai FM initiative, and we just as a radio station wanted to pay tribute to the unsung heroes, and no doubt the people that have been working tirelessly under very, very difficult conditions. Because just as the pandemic shook all of our worlds, well, certainly cemetery workers not knowing initially how to handle the difficult cases, increase in numbers, and I think we've spoken not to you, but we spoke before about the record number of deaths in, for example, July last year, it must have caused immense strain to everybody behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think it was a really difficult time, and in fact, we've had it. It keeps on going in waves, you know. But July was terrible. From the middle of June was busy. Then July was really hectic. And then the middle of August was also really busy. And then it kind of quietened down. And then we had a busy December and a busy January as well.
Right, which is exactly in keeping with the national figures, everything that we've seen. So give us a sense of who the cemetery workers are.
Okay, so there are quite a few people that are involved in this in the cemetery. You know, we always see like one or two people around, and we think that's all there is. But there are like all the people behind the scenes. So of course there's the funeral directors. It's David Weber, Darren Sevitt, and myself. David Weber's the general manager as well. And then Darren Sevitt is new to the team, and he's like really had a huge impact on the team. That's working out really well. We really appreciate having him. And so our job obviously is that we deal with the funerals and we deal with a whole lot of the admin and things like that. And we get the calls in the middle of the night and send our massage team out. So the Masaskim are also like, they're always available like as 24 hours a day. We have teams of guys that are on standby, and they will go out at any time of the night when people need us. It's absolutely incredible. The point is that they're always available, and they're always ready to go. You know, sometimes we say to them, well, you don't need to go now because the doctor's not ready to sign. He says, I think we better get there immediately, so when the doctor signs, we'll be able to get it done. You know, there's a lot of enthusiasm, and they're all incredible guys, absolutely wonderful, a wonderful service, and I think it's a really good team. They also cover for each other if they can't make it. You know, if one can't make it, then they make sure that they cover for each other, and they do that willingly. So that's like really, they're great guys. Then just moving on to the next, the ladies who work at the cemetery, there's two ladies, Charmaine Rosenberg and Carol Baum. And they also, they come in early in the morning, and they sometimes they have to stay till late. If we have a late funeral, they have to stay till late. Also, like, with complete enthusiasm, they also, the staff at the cemetery just generally do, like, a lot more than was is expected of them. They'll always add in something extra, and they'll always do something just to make sure that the people are, you know, feel more comforted. We also have ladies who come from the admin office, the head office. Some of them volunteer to come on weekends. When we're busy weekends, public holidays, and when we're really busy, so they also come along. We call on them. We've got a roster for them. We have two cleaning ladies at the cemetery, Portia and Doreen. Also, for me, they're more than just cleaners. They also, for me, they're like ambassadors of the service. Mm. You know, they'll always help people. They have a smile. They kind of call people in and show them where to go and do things. So that's always more than just being a cleaner. So we appreciate their presence there at the cemetery. One of our real unsung heroes is Carl van der Merwe, who falls in for us on the Shabbos and on Jewish holidays. Whenever we're not able to go there, then we feel quite comfortable that Carl will actually go out. He'll see the people. He'll fetch the bodies. He'll bring them in. He'll help the people. He always is like very compassionate and kind to everybody. And he knows the business. So he's like, he knows a lot of the halachas and stuff like that. So he'll help people and he'll tell them, this is what you have to do. And then he just tells them, don't worry, that the funeral directors will call you straight off to Shabbos or straight off to Yom Tov, and they'll just be able to, to put everything together for you. Okay. So he's been important. Then we have our gardening staff.
Right.
Yeah, and there's 15 of them, but there's more. They're more than just gardening staff. As you know, that's one of the big jobs at the cemetery is to dig the graves.
Right.
And when we went through our really busy time, they were available to do it. All hours, they often stayed later than they're supposed to. I've had 2 weeks when, like, on a Friday afternoon where I've needed them to do stuff, and they just do it, like, with completely willing to do it. You know, it's also like that. They blew me away. They come in, they say, well, when do we have to do it? Can we get it ready for tomorrow? And in the afternoon, each grave takes a few hours to dig. So they make sure that they do it. We have a machine that does it, but often, because the cemetery is full, many of the graves need to be dug by hand, and they just really do a real sterling job.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the security staff, we have a team of security staff who have been with us for quite a long time. Everybody knows Richard and Tina and Elias and Solly and Reason. There's three on any particular day, but they all sort of cover the services. And once again, incredible people, also ambassadors of our brand. They make sure that people are looked after. They make sure if somebody needs to visit the grave, they will go with them, and they'll make sure that they feel secure and that they don't feel threatened in any way. One of the unsung heroes, which I think people kind of notice him, is Arrow the German Shepherd, the dog.
Yes, we definitely want to honor Arrow the German Shepherd. We've got we want to buy a care package for Arrow as well. Tell us about Arrow.
Okay, so Arrow's like really good. He's there, and he's around for every single funeral. And you always see him at a distance. Now, you can teach a lot of people about social distancing. He's also good with decorum. You never hear him bark at us.
Never. I don't even think people are aware of Arrow at all.
Yeah. So Arrow's around, and if anybody thinks that he's not threatening, they should just test him out a little bit. But he's a great dog. He's also been around for a long time. And the security staff really look after him, really look after him well. They make sure that he's always walked and that he's rested and everything like that. And he's around. He's around, and I think that he gives us and he gives everybody else this feeling of security. So we love Arrow to be around, and we're glad that people have noticed him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and tell us about Zion Adar, because this is obviously, this is where the initiative is aimed at Zion Adar. It is the day that, you know, all of the packages are going to be aimed at being delivered for everybody. But, why Zion Adar? I mean, we made the choice Zion Adar, but just tell us about what it means in terms of historically or Jewish Jewish philosophy and thought.
Okay, so Zion Adar is the date of birth and the date of death of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we know, we are told that that Hashem actually was the one responsible for burying Moshe Rabbeinu at the time when he died. And so it's like a special day that if Hashem could bury Moshe Rabbeinu, then it's a special honor for us to bury other people because we have to try and emulate Hashem. So it is a special day, and we always remember it. The cemetery staff have a custom of fasting on the day, but it's like a real fast day. We read the Torah. We read the Torah reading of that one reads when one fasts. And we fast during the day for a day, just from the morning until the evening, and we always think of the work that's been done at the cemetery, we normally have a function every year. We have a function for all the people involved in the cemetery. This year, it isn't possible to have these big parties like we've had in the past. So the ways of honoring the people in a different way, but hopefully people will get to feel that we appreciate them the way they do, and it's just a way of showing appreciation to everybody who performs some sort of function for the burial services.
Absolutely.
That includes the staff. It includes the volunteers, of course. There's the Gaboyim and the Tahara team, and then there's all the people in the community who provide services and products for the cemetery.
Absolutely.
And we honor them, and we always like to show them our appreciation for their services.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible. Philippa Kalmanovitz, funeral director at the Chevra Kedisha and Jewish Helping Hand, talking to us about the unsung heroes. It is 8:56. If you are interested in supporting and showing a little bit of a care, you can help by sending them a happiness in a box. Shabbat meals and gifts for Shabbat the 19th of February, which is the Shabbat of Zion Adar. Honor our heroes by sponsoring a box or part of a box. For details, go to www.chaifm.com. Honor our heroes is a Chai FM community initiative.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.